Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's Friday, March 1st. Can you believe it? The Ides of March are upon us. First 2 months of 2019 have absolutely flown by. Can't believe it'll be soon. Maybe we'll be hearing Christmas songs at the retail storefronts that we work at. I don't work there, but that you work at, or that anybody works at. It's a special day today. It's Pharmacy Friday. We love that. And it's an also special day for the Concierge Pharmacist Show today at 3 o'clock. We'll be welcoming Todd Ury, the founder and publisher of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Todd will be a guest on the show. We're going to be talking about some exciting things about how he has, over the last 10 years, as a voice of pharmacy, made a tremendous impact in our profession. We're going to spend some time with Todd and talk about some interesting topics that he brings to the table. It got me thinking about preparing for that, about what I really wanted to talk to about such a distinguished guest. And I kind of figured that, for what you may or may not know, Todd is not a pharmacist. Todd is a friend of the pharmacy industry and a voice that we've all heard and we've been very respectful of for a decade or more. But I said, what could I talk to Todd about? And I realized that really it would be an opportunity for him to ask the pharmacist about certain things in the pharmacy profession that perhaps we can share with our listeners in terms of information. Excuse me. So it got me thinking about a couple of articles that I read just this past week, that it's so important that a pharmacist be involved in the care of patients, in the consultations. We can spend all day talking about the value of how accessible we are, the value about how the information we have on medication. But basic stuff, I mean, there are studies that came up. I was reading an article by Lisa Rappaport in Rota's Health, you know, just this past week, and it says patients going home from the hospital and taking multiple prescriptions may be less likely to have repeat hospitalizations when they receive follow-up calls from a pharmacist. Isn't it so obvious that that pharmacist adds value to the overall care of patients? I was reading another article, and again, I am asthmatic, and I was reading an article in Pharmacy Times just this week by Jennifer Nessel, who's the assistant editor. It says that inhalers are used incorrectly by the majority of patients with asthma. And I have asthma, so I looked at the article. I figured maybe I'd learn something, and I did. I learned that 84% of the patients who use inhalers, rescue inhalers and other, use it less than 30 seconds between the first and second puff. I'm in that majority. I'm using my ProAir RespiClick in Respimat incorrectly. And again, a pharmacist would tell me that. And here I am, a pharmacist. So I reach out. You have to kind of ask your pharmacist about something. What's interesting about the asthma product is that, you know, the recommended dosage is two puffs of the inhaler, but I guess if you take it too quickly, you know, it doesn't really work effectively. So I always wondered, well, why don't I get that good response? It's because I'm not using it correctly. But the simple consultation of a pharmacist can really make a difference. So we're looking forward to today's conversation because I was thinking about ask your pharmacist about. You can ask your pharmacist about just about anything, from your health, from your personal life. You know, the pharmacist is almost like yesterday's bartender. You know, you can go in now. The pharmacist at retail don't have the opportunity to talk and listen because they're running around. But as far as medication is concerned, as far as your health is concerned, ask your pharmacist about the things that are important to you. So we're going to kind of instill a culture in our next generation PharmDs, the students that we mentor, to kind of come up with the philosophy that they need to go outreach, they need to go outside of waiting for people to come, to just inquire and say, hey, ask your pharmacist about pharmacogenetic testing. Ask your pharmacist about chronic care management and how that program has been developed to keep Medicare patients healthy. Ask your pharmacist about remote patient monitoring and the things that you can do to increase adherence and monitor your vitals. Ask your pharmacist about doing, you know, blood screenings and behavioral screenings. Ask your pharmacist. And what we're trying to do is put that pharmacist in a position in physician offices where they can be helpful. You know, we recently just got together with a CBD oil a company, and of course, there's so much information that's going around. Well, ask your pharmacist about CBD and the benefits for you. Or ask your pharmacist about weight loss. Obesity is horrific. I look in the mirror. I'm part of the problem. I'm very much overweight. So we look at a company that is really advancing weight loss. It's a huge, huge crisis in our industry, in our world, that people are just not managing their weight. So again, ask your pharmacist is really a culture. And if we as an industry want to succeed, want to thrive, we have to be there to answer those questions and take the time and make the time to be responsive to it. So today's conversation, in addition to getting some background information about Todd, many of our listeners don't have any idea the major impact he makes for patients suffering opioid abuse on a regular basis nationwide, what he does. But we're going to talk about ways that the Pharmacy Podcast Network can literally be a repository, not just of content, but a place that will be narrow and deep on content that you want to ask your pharmacist about. Because if we can provide that to you, we become even more of a value resource for you. So it's our goal to be very much focused on our listeners, starting immediately, to make sure that we're going to listen to you, because you've been listening to us for 10 years. We'll have some ways that you'll be able to kind of click in and ask questions to the Concierge Pharmacist Show. We're going to work on that for today. If it works technology-wise, I'll be very thrilled. If not, we'll get it right. But listen to what we're doing on the Concierge Pharmacist Show. You will hear some initiatives about Ask Your Pharmacist that'll give you an opportunity to change your career and become a concierge service provider. So this is Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Pharmacist Show and, of course, The Daily Dose. It is Friday, March 1st. We look forward to hearing and listening and hearing your comments on the Concierge Pharmacist Show today at 3 o'clock. Have a great day.